What I like to do is I like to just create a dummy version of what I'm drawing. Sometimes I do this. So let's say I'm like, okay, I got this character, okay. Here's their proportions. This is a bad drawing. And here are the proportions. And I'm like, I really don't want to see what it looks like when they're really in the forced perspective. Well, I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna just grab this and grab this. Force the perspective, okay. Then we're gonna get my perspective tool to be at 100% so it's as accurate as possible. Okay, this isn't gonna be accurate, but it's gonna give you a really good idea of where your proportions are, okay. So in this perspective, literally, most m about a third of the image is the head, another third is the torso. Okay, well, actually, I would say another third is the torso and the crotch, and then the rest is the legs. Okay, so it's even a half of the last part is the legs. And you have to kind of make this all fit now. You have to basically go like, oh, well, those are my kind of restraints. So then you're gonna have to build all your assets inside of this. You're gonna be like, okay, well, obviously, let's kind of build these legs here. Obviously, I have nowhere else I can really go. I can't, you can't, if you do it like this, you're not gonna be tempted to kind of move features up, which you're gonna want to do. You're gonna just lock yourself into these proportions and do your best. And you're not gonna get it right, and it's gonna be a little weird. But this is your prison. This is your feature prison. And then you're gonna, break that down again. Anyway, and then you're just gonna, trying to get the original thing in there. Obviously, if you have a situation where your character doesn't have a straight down pose, you're gonna have to do a lot more work than what I'm doing. And then you gotta draw a 3D head here. Actually, I'm gonna draw a rectangle because it's so exaggerated. Not a rectangle, sorry. A 3D volume, a rectangular volume here. And then here I can see immediately it's not overlapping the head correctly. So I'm just going to grab that, move it over. And then I'm going to. And you kind of have to do a lot of this. You cannot just wing this like you would a normal drawing. Because there's just so much overlapping. And in fact, that's probably the most important part of this sort of dealy is realizing that. You're gonna occlude and hide so many things you're not used to hiding. Like you're gonna hide a whole foot. This might be the bending out of the pose. You're gonna hide a whole arm behind a sleeve. Things are gonna be hidden really aggressively, and it's gonna feel weird because as an artist, you want to show all the parts. So that's gonna be tough. It's going to be tough on you to kind of hide everything. So same case here. Let's say I've got a character. I'm trying to make it go like, okay, they're gonna. Gonna be like this. Okay. And they got themselves a sword. I guess there's a sword there. Okay. And you're like, though, that you kind of drew this with perspective. You can totally fairly remember computers and stuff, these are tools for you. Don't be like, oh, you can't do that because it's not real. It's not a real drawing because you're not. Just fucking use the tools. And then you can take. Oh, let me see if I'm gonna get it here. Let's see. Then I'm gonna take this. And I'm going to exaggerate it. Okay. Obviously, this is never going to work. it's never going to do the full drawing for you doing that kind of deformation. But what it's going to do is put lines places you wouldn't normally put them at a proportions you're not used to. Man, all my tools are made to be used on a larger scale, so everything's so grainy. Let's see if I can get rid of this tool. So you got this, these like legs that are really massive, obviously, and let's go smaller. And then because of the perspective, and I'm looking up at the character, I've got to move things around a bit to actually match this new extreme pose. You know, so I'm having to hide some features. And because of the, like, once again, because of the angle, I gotta really start thinking about these things. As you get closer and as you push your features around, closer to the camera, I mean, here's a leg, okay, that's being bent on itself. Okay, and when you're here, when you're looking at it from here, it'll look like this. You know, it'll look like a leg that's bent. You learned this a lot from life drawing. And if you come in real close like that, okay, it ends up looking more like this. You've got your thigh, which ends up being just this giant part of what you're seeing. And then everything kind of compresses into this little end, and then the foot becomes large again. Okay? And this is literally the same pose, and all of a sudden everything kind of really changes a lot. Shapes that don't overlap, like, you know, muscles and stuff that were just flat now kind of overlap and become kind of a almost like a mountainous surface as you deal with these new crazy large volumes coming into shape. You know? So a lot of it is so we go from this to from this simple leg kind of shape. And then you pull in, and then everything kind of gets crazy looking. And so what you're doing is you're compensating for how close the camera is, because the perspective is really two things, right? And I mean, if you have a different kind of lens, it won't look like this. This is a lens that's got a wide angle to it. You know, if your lens is really kind of a flat lens, you'll just get a big piece of ass like this. Until it just bumps right into it and it's just a big piece of skin. So how much distortions happen is also based on how much you've created, how much you've decided that your fictional lens you're using is, and how close you are to that information. But for me, really, you got to do two things. You got to assume you're wrong on your first drawing, and then work hard to build off of your initial drawing and correct it, or build a guide like this and then make sure all the pieces fit where they do. Another thing I try to keep in mind is, as things go, like, for instance, you know, there's a size element, right? Obviously, the arm comes up here. It's going to be massive. And it's going to be, you know, the fingers are going to come out. And as they get bigger and come closer and closer, they get just larger and larger until they're, like, absolutely massive. So if something is here and then moves out laterally in this perspective, you can be pretty confident that you don't have to do much distortion. You just have to keep whatever perspective size you have here. If it's coming out sideways, you don't have to like shrink too much, because really the strong distortion is this direction, not this direction. Now technically you could have it strong in both directions, you know, if we go like this, if we go where we're actually kind of looking at like this, then we're going to have these lines coming up here, and this thing has to go big as well, and it gets really complicated. Try to just maybe not do that for now, or keep an eye on the complexity of your work if this is the first time you're trying to do this. But really it ends up being a lot of massaging. I mean, obviously if you can get a reference photo, that's your best scenario. Unfortunately Google and Bing and all that aren't very good at finding you things when you're being an artist. They're good at finding you some dank memes, and that's about it. But finding anything kind of a proper perspective, any kind of artist reference, it's almost like you really need to go out and go to live drawing classes and then go really close to the person you're drawing. Let's see if I can find another reference here. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just looking at these crazy results. I found the thing that's pretty interesting. If it ever loads. When you're, I'm gonna just copy this image at a low res because I don't really care. When you're reviewing and kind of looking through your stuff and you're trying to really understand something, I find what helps is to take a photo or take your reference material, throw it in your drawing program, and actually start kind of breaking it down mechanically, just so you get a really good idea of the volumes that versus what you're seeing versus what is reality. So if I take this guy here, okay, and I actually draw out the parts, a few things happen. First of all, the eyes are way up on the head right here instead of being in the middle. Secondly, this guy's nose holes are about the same size as the irises. This guy's wrists, his fingers that are opening up his mouth are about as big, if not just a little bit smaller than all the other fingers combined, because they're kind of going away from the camera. If you look at this versus this, these lengths, you can kind of make an observation that, okay, when I draw this, that's the amount of distortion I have to consider. And if you look at this whole head, when you look at this length as a whole, it's about from here to here, you know. So the hands, the fingers, you can kind of get an idea of what the shapes are and how small they are. You know that if you draw the hands bigger than the mouth, you're wrong. The mouth is larger. Mouth and tongue is larger. Or even nearly the same size. So you gotta make these observations and kind of pound in your stupid skull that your concepts of those shapes are probably gonna be wrong. it's also good to maybe find places you know overlap so that you can force that exaggeration. You know, find overlapping areas. And then take those areas when you're going to draw them and then focus on them so you can better sell those areas. Here, I found an overlap here, an overlap here. Because really, your overlaps are going to be a big part of the selling element of this. It's, you're just kind of getting an idea of your shapes and stuff, and you just hide it and you go like, oh, okay. That's what I'm looking at. You look at, and here's the thing, man, as soon as I hide this drawing, this is not going to look good. This is why tracing is garbage. Because as soon as you hide that reference, all the data is gone, all the visual data is gone, and then you're left with a really bad drawing. Like, if I trace this, you guys don't know this, but about 80% of the drawings you trace will not look good when you're done, if you get rid of it, because a photograph of a person is crazy looking traced. You know, so if I hide this here, it looks like a weird block thing. You know, and this loses all its 3D-ness in my illustration. I just lost everything. You know, this one I'm trying to keep the 3D-ness. So it's a good tool to kind of get an idea. I mean, also, the angles are really crazy here. If I go through the two eyelids like this, and then I go through the mouth, okay? I mean, I actually think, so the lens is actually right here. You can see the lens border here and the lens border here. Because he's just a bit to the right, his face has a severe sideways distortion. And there's just a short amount of distance between here, like the center and here. There's like, actually, we can actually measure this. We can go and grab this and move it over. It's nearly half. Near, not exactly. But you got yourself a distortion, just not even these parts down here. We're talking the simple movement from here to the center. You've got this crazy amount of distortion, giving a head like a weird bean shape. So that's some kind of first few steps. Is you gotta just kind of have all that stuff in mind. And build good guides. Let me do that again so you guys can have a good idea of what's going on. And I did it actually a few times for my Hextech comic, but basically, yeah, you just go like, oh, okay, this character's gonna be like. Having a good strong knowledge of anatomy also helps. Obviously. The problem with, you know, just resizing stuff like this is you won't ever get your overlapping. But you will get the proper amount of distortion you should be thinking about. Basically thinking, okay, that should be there. Another thing I do, let's say I do have a character, okay, let's say I did draw this and I didn't actually scale it at first. Let's say I was being brave and I was like, you know, I can do this without, you know, scaling a little simple sketch first. And then at some point I'm like, you know, every time I draw these legs, they're too long, everything always feels wrong. So what you do is you find your spot where the legs plant down on the ground. Let me use another color. Okay. And then you use the top of the head, okay? And then you just basically draw that shape, that rectangular. Let's make sure we're getting that whole thing in there. Okay, and what we're trying to simulate, we're trying to dig up the perspective from our drawing. So you're actually trying to, if you haven't actually broken down the perspective in your drawing, you know, here's the time to do it. And keep, let me see if I can scale this to be the right, feel the right size. Sometimes I do this stuff because I'm having a hard time just doing with a pencil. So, okay, let's say this feels about right. It's not accurate, but really what's most important is that it feels right for the scene. once that's done, is an old-fashioned trick. This is used for perspective all the time, and actually it's used in carpentering too if you want to find the middle of a rectangle or a shape. You're trying to find the dead center of something. You gotta, this is the simplest trick in the book. You basically draw a straight line from one corner to the other as accurately as possible. And then you do that again. And now you've found your center. Okay. If you find your center, this works in perspective. If you found your center, that means if you know the center of what your drawing is, so I'm drawing a person, and I know their center is around their belt buckle, well then I know just from this breakdown that this character is wrong because their belt buckle should be here. So I know that my initial interpretation was wrong, and I actually got to compress all these leggy bits into this much smaller area than I had before, because this is a mathematical shorthand. Like, this is not ever going to lie to you. This method of finding the center of a thing is never going to lie to you. So once you've got that down, then you can kind of sort of build. And then if you need to go like, what's the center of this shape? Because let's say, for instance, let's go back to our drawing. So we're building our character again. Okay. Got this thing here. And I know that if I have this and this, my center is right around the belt area. If I split this again, that's about heart level. If I split this again, it's about neck level. So you can just do that in your drawing. You go, okay, I'm gonna split this again. It's about here. Yeah, that's about right. Maybe a little lower. So now you know, like, you know, maybe my chest is too high. Maybe I need to just lower that down some more. And then this should be more head. And then you just massage all that stuff to work. Actually, I know that this is the next one, so let me just do the next one. And I don't really advocate you guys, you know, overdoing this kind of process. You don't have to do this. I mean, a lot of art should be kind of interesting and fun and not locked into perspective lines. So I know now, hey, okay, this shape's here. You know, now I'm getting a better approach to my perspective lines here. I know that at here this should be larger and then smaller and smaller. Here they'd be larger and then smaller and then smaller. And then you and Benny, that's it. That's what you do. That's one of the ways.